Ian?
Yes?
Civil War is amazing. End of discussion.
Okay. I've heard nothing but good things.
Possibly the best Marvel movie. It's arguably. I would say it's arguably.
Sure. I will tell you this. I am now, for the first time ever, excited to see a Spider-Man movie.
Hmm. I agree with that.
He was that good.
Hmm. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't doubt that. I disagree with that only because I loved Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah. They were okay.
The Tobey Maguire ones?
They were very good.
I wasn't excited about them, but they were okay.
I'll revisit them and see if they hold up. But
oh, I haven't seen them in a long time, so.
Yeah, that's why I want to revisit them and see if they hold up. I remember 1 being very good and 2 being even better.
I know these last ones were garbage.
They were garbage. Absolute trash. But Alfred Molina as Doc Ock was great.
Didn't they do a third one with Toby?
They did.
I didn't see that one.
I heard it was bad. I never watched it.
They tried to stuff way too much in there.
Yeah. They threw in Sandman and Venom and Green Goblin.
Yeah, they feel the need, and they did that in this last bunch, too. They feel the need that Spider-Man has to fight all of his villains all at once.
Right.
Like, the last one had Electro
and someone else?
And somebody else. Like, not three people at once. Can we just have a movie? But, man, this new Spider-Man guy? Excellent.
Good.
He really put me in the mood of that's how Spider-Man should have been portrayed. So thank God Marvel got involved and fixed Spider-Man.
I agree with that statement completely. I like the way he was introduced. I like the way his little quips while fighting.
The only part I hated was Aunt May was bull.
Nah, I was fine with that.
Bullshit. True believers, and welcome all to this little thing that we like to call the Tales of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is episode 39 of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hey kids, do you like my new intro?
No.
Okay.
I did not like that you added tails. The word tails makes it sound like I don't know, an episode of some sort of late-night programming on premium cable.
Do I need a descrambler?
Tales of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
I need, like, a wind machine and...
I'd watch that show.
Rip my shirt open. Everybody's sad and blinded by my
Fabio
pastiness.
Fabio style.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing.
So I was going more of a Tales from the Crypt kind of thing with a little Crypt Keeper.
Oh, no, yeah. I said late night on premium cable.
What was that, USA Network? Is that where that was back in the day?
What's that? Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
That was HBO.
Oh, that was HBO, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking maybe all the reruns.
Yeah. That guy had the best puns. He set the bar for the puns that I live my life by.
Wow. Life being set by the Crypt Keeper.
He really is. I'm telling you, his puns, his writers were... top notch.
All right. This is the week, May 18th? That's today, right? Sure, to May 25th, 2016. Your stuffs, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Wednesday, Black Colossus. Thursday, Black Cyclops. Friday, Black Hood. Saturday, Green Doc Ock. Sunday, Green Thor. Monday, Yellow Captain Marvel. Tuesday, I'll get you a Yellow Battery Man. And Wednesday is Black Iron Fist. So some good stuff coming up this week.
Yeah. This is I'm trying to find someone this week who I don't have championed. Captain Marvel, that's about it.
Mm. All right, for your 5-day, 4-star crash! Of the Titans.
Did that even get picked up? I barely heard you.
I don't know. We'll do some editing magic later. Yesterday, apparently instead of X-Force, maybe we'll talk about that later, there was Nick Fury. I managed to win that one. How about you guys?
Yes.
Yes, I was also able to defeat evil, what was it, Magneto?
Yes.
But my Nick Fury is up at a whopping level 172.
Ooh.
And I had managed to get level 5 of Avengers Assemble. So,
wow. So you're actually able to make use of that power.
Yeah. I got that off, and I got a demolition off, and that was it. It was over.
I love that power.
That's so funny, because I think mine's at 174. That sounds correct.
Man.
And I won last time around, so I expected to win this time around, and I did, but I didn't fire Avengers Assemble one time.
Hmm.
I hit him with two escape plans, and he matched a demolition for me, and that was it.
Yeah, I pumped ISO into my Nick. I got him up to 160. But I have him at 551.
Mm. Wow. You should crush him with Demolition, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Demolition was the stuff, and I love me some Avengers Assemble.
Meh. Maybe if I had it at 5, I would like it more, but I feel like Demolition and Escape Plan are where the money's at.
Yeah, but it's nice just when you click the button, all the Avengers show up on the screen and do things.
Sure.
Kind of fun. On the next one, on the 22nd, now, unless they put X-Force back in, the rotation should, after Fury, take you to Invisible Woman.
Right. She will be fighting.
Everyone's favorite, where the, you know,
where she fights
go invisible instantaneously and then just sit in a corner somewhere and make some matches.
Not anymore, because new Quicksilver can punch you a little bit more.
Oh, that's true.
So you have to be a little bit more aggressive.
That's true.
He can not but only punch through your invisibility, but it's really hard to get rid of his lock tokens when you match blue. So his explosion power goes off more frequently.
Hmm. Good thought. We'll see what happens. Story events. Your meat, Rocket and Groot, is currently running. 17,000 gets you green Rocket and Groot. Poultry, 30,000, as Ray pointed out to us, for the 25 CP. Your top 10 folks are getting some Cyclops covers, and 11 through 200 is the aforementioned Quicksilver. There you go. And this one's got some scaling changes. This is the, I don't know, test number 5 of the scaling? Some such?
I thought it was 4, but it might be 5.
Okay, I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
But yeah, the 30K... One, that's really low. Two, with this scaling, it is fairly easy to reach 30k. I reached 30k on the second day of the event, so I would highly suggest, if you're looking for CP, to hit this event. That 25 CP, fairly easy to achieve.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it. Haven't made it there yet.
Yeah, after we're done recording, I'll make my best push yet.
The next event coming up is Double ISO 8 Brotherhood. All your ISO will be doubled.
Right.
44,000 for a Black Quicksilver, 90K to get the CP, and the big prize, the top 100 folks, will get War Machine covers. And then 101 through 200 are Punisher covers. So War Machine stats were released. We'll hit that up here in a sec. PvP events, you know, the Heroes for Hire back-to-back.
Yeah, it's been Rain and Craig this last two events.
Yeah. So Fist Bump just finished up for everybody. 800 got you a Black Iron Fist, 1K for the Purple Spider-Gwen, your normal 1300 for the CP, top space with Star-Lord, then 2 through 100 were... I have Iron Fist written down, but I don't think that's right.
That can't be. It has to be Luke Cage.
It would have to be Luke Cage.
You were just excited, so it had to be one of the two.
Yeah. And then the next event was Sticks and Stones featuring Luke Cage, 800 for the Cage. Get into Cage. 1K for the Star-Lord, 1300 for the CP, top spot is Thing. And 2 through 100 is Psylocke, who looks like she's going to be amazing come next week.
Nope. That's your dream.
Age of Apocalypse comes out.
No dice.
Ugh, can't wait to see that movie. Love me a good X-Men movie.
You would.
Yeah. Not only that, but she looks fantastic.
She looks great. Nightcrawler looks great. Archangel looks great. Just really looks great. All right. Stuff going down. So we talked about this X-Force thing coming on because he was skipped in the Crash of Titans. There's a lot of rumors going around that he was skipped. Because they are going to do some power tweaks on him. I don't have any kind of specifics or details, but he's been changed in the past. I guess we figured out a year ago?
Yeah.
A little over a year ago? So it seems weird that they would be tweaking him yet again, but
I can't imagine they would be nerfing him again. I mean, he's powerful, but he's not game-changing. I don't know. I don't see him being a... I do have him champion, so I use him a lot. I don't see him... I mean, he's just not a game-changer. He's good, but he's a 4-star, so he should be good. I don't see why he would be nerfed.
Yeah,
I don't know that he'll be nerfed, but I have an idea as to what the changes may be. But we'll speculate that on here.
Ears.
I'll tell you in just a little bit. It'll become even more relevant as we work down the list.
Okay.
All right. I was unexpected that comment.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of it now. My brain's always firing.
Wow. All right, then.
Or you could just wait and listen to the comments of the show and someone else will tell you actual information, but...
Oh, okay. In the... If you played today, you probably got popped up with a poll. Here's something they want to bounce off of you. If they are considering selling you a bundle that you can purchase once a month called the Avengers Battle Kit. Now, what it says is throughout the month, you will collect the following rewards. 700 hero points, 10,000 ISO, 2 legendary tokens, 4 heroic tokens, and 9 command points. And apparently, randomly, you are being asked if you would be willing to spend $9.99 on this or $14.99 on this. So they're trying to get a sample as to, I think, what people are willing to spend. I don't know. I'd like 2 legendary tokens a month. That's exciting.
Yeah. Plus 10,000
ISO is... Yeah, 10,000 ISO is meaningless. If it was 100,000, that would be better.
That would be outrageous.
No, it wouldn't be. That'd be, let me maybe level 1 character a month.
Well,
right.
Currently, $100 gets you 70,000 ISO. So... Your 10,000 for 10 with all the other stuff, little overboard.
Yeah, because they need to fix that ISO selling thing.
Right, but 10 for 10,000, that's a fair price point. I didn't say it was effective. I just said it was fair.
Okay. So fill out your poll. See what you get if you get the $10 or the $15 one. Just curious. Ray, did you get the 10 or the 15?
I got the 15, and I basically said no, but I put in some caveats there. One being the amount of ISO, if you're up it, I would be much more willing to spend money on ISO if you've got a reasonable amount. I am in incredible... I'm now leveling 4 stars and just incredibly in need of ISO.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I said no, but then gave some feedback as well. So.
Ian, have you been hit with the poll?
I have not had a chance to participate in Marvel Puzzle Quest today.
Okay.
But as soon as I do, again, I'll look back over it. And if I could get more details on how those purchases are distributed with that throughout the month comment, that's not too much of a deterrent. Yeah, that, at first glance, without giving it too much thought, $9.99 is an incredibly fair price point. That's the only way that's the only chance you have to purchase command points.
Right.
So, the value is there in that alone, in my opinion. But,
I mean, directly, you get the indirect command points when you make a purchase.
Indirect command points?
Yeah, but you're talking about if you spend $100, you get 7 command points. This is 9 command points for... $10 or $15.
You do get them for some money. It's just very inefficient way to get it.
Correct. Okay. Now I understand what you're saying. Thank you, Ray, for clearing that up for me. Absolutely. So again, I mean, the value there is solid. That's definitely, I'm a pretty stingy dude, but, and it's the way that it is. I mean, it's easy marketing. I can talk myself into $10. Talking myself into $15 is really hard. But $10 a couple times a year, I think that's well within reason, especially when I could use some hero points. And while I'm picking up those hero points, hey, look, here's some legendary tokens and some CP. I'm excited about this new development.
Yeah, just don't tell my wife because she'll run out and buy some iTunes gift cards
forget to hand them out for Christmas.
She'll go and buy some for gifts for Christmas, forget to give them out to anybody, then probably use them on herself.
See, and that's the advantage, the one advantage, I guess, that I have of being able to play on Steam on the PC is Christmas will roll around. My mom will go, oh, crap. I don't know anything about my 40-year-old son. What should I get him? I'll just give him a couple $100 in Steam points or in Steam dollars.
Right.
And then I'll be like, yeah. So that's a double sad state of affairs. I apparently have a terrible relationship with my mother. And I'm spending that kind of money on Steam at my age. Man, what did I do with my life?
Yeah, but you can buy Civ 6, though. So
absolutely. I absolutely will. I'm excited for Civ 6.
Yeah. All right. While we all knew War Machine was coming, all the powers and things have been published. So here's what we got. His red power is Aerial Assault for 9 AP. War Machine soars skyward to rain down bullets below. Create a 4-turn red countdown tile that deals 741 damage if one does not exist. While this tile is on the board, new tiles have a 15% chance of being strength 41 attack tiles on War Machine's turn. I think we kind of talked about this once. This is kind of like the that one Ultron bot, you make matches, new tiles fall from the top, and sometimes there are things.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like that.
Level 2, tiles go up to a 20% chance and get a little stronger. Level 3, the countdown tile does 1,010. It goes up to 25% chance. Level 4, same damage, same percent chance, but the strength goes up to 95. And level 5, countdown tile becomes fortified. And new tiles are up to a 33% chance of being strength 113 attack tiles. So, interesting mechanic there. Blue, heat signature detection for 11 AP.
This looks very interesting.
Yeah. War Machine activates its heat signature detection, flushing enemies out of hiding, cutting through the defenses. Removes all enemy invisibility tiles and up to two enemy protect tiles. Then deals 732 damage. Level 2, up to 1140 damage. Level 3 can remove up to 5 enemy protect tiles and deals 1520 damage. Level 4, remove up to 6 enemy protect tiles, doing 2316. And level 5, remove all enemy protect tiles.
Ooh.
And deal 3864 damage. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Christmas coming early. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Man, you're fighting a Falcon or something, or Magneto.
Right.
Who's putting shields all over the place. That's some good stuff. Gatling gun, 8 AP, is green. Creates up to two-turn countdown tiles that deal 301 damage and destroy up to two random basic tiles around them, dealing damage but not generating AP. So kind of a twist on Black Hole, Singularity, whatever Silver Surfer's power is called.
Sure.
Where it destroys things around it every turn. Level 2 does more damage and destroy up to 3 tiles. Level 3, up to 486 damage, destroy up to 4 tiles. Level 4, the countdown tiles last 1 turn and deal 632. And level 5 creates 3 1-turn countdown tiles that deal 632 and destroy 5 basic tiles around them. So,
I'm a little confused by this. Why is it in getting better? Why does it last a shorter amount of time?
So that actually goes off. It doesn't destroy them every turn, I don't think. It does them when the countdown expires.
Okay, gotcha.
So you want it to be one turn, so it happens next turn.
Right. I was thinking about Silver Surfer Singularity doing turn. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Right. But I mean, destroying 5 basic tiles around you and you get 3 of them, if those all go off, that's a pretty good board clear.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking out, what, 15 tiles plus the countdowns themselves, so that's 18 tiles.
Right.
Will go away.
I'm really seeing this as a 5-5-3, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I would probably lean that way myself, just from the first look at these powers, is it?
Right.
Red and blue seems like the winners, but yet again, we're ending up with 1,000 characters that rely on red and blue.
All the more reason you should play with Iron Man 40.
Yeah. Speaking of which, all right, I'm gonna break down here. I've been using that guy every day this week. It turns out until they fix this vision bug, or maybe they're not going to fix it. I don't know.
Maybe Vision
right
just
now,
got incredible.
Vision, Kamala Khan, and Iron Man 40 just wrecks everything in my path.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, once you can go into heavy density and rain down, Vision's red fist, and then follow that up by Embiggen Bash, yeah, you're pretty much wiping the board over and over again. It's insane.
It is incredible.
Yeah, it's like 8,000 to the enemy team in a couple of turns.
And the thing that I don't get is in PvP, I'm not being hit by him a lot. I'm still not seeing a lot. So I don't know if people just don't know or what the deal is.
Well, those people should listen to this show, because I'm telling you, right now, Vision is a man-wrecking machine. He's unbelievable right now.
So I got to ask, Craig, how does it feel? How does it feel traveling down the path of least resistance for the first time in your life?
Yeah, I kind of hate it, but it's just so ridiculously easy that I can play it without even thinking about the game. Like, I don't even have to really watch the screen. Like, you know, I make, okay, right. I made a yellow match. I win.
Sweet. Yeah, you can get.
I can just watch TV.
I was just going to say, you can get all those shows cleaned up off your DVR finally.
Yeah, because I don't have to watch the screen at all because I made a yellow match, so I win. So that part makes me kind of sad, but I can't imagine this is going to last forever because he's way too strong right now. If you can get his blue off within the first couple of turns so that even your normal matches are doing way over 1,000 points of damage for a normal match 3, it's just insane.
Well, and do remember that he is that strong generally, but only with his own matches and his own powers.
Right. But when he affects, no matter what match I make,
yeah,
and no matter what power I use,
yeah, you can do it. It's a no-brainer. You are correct.
Yeah, it's stupefying right now. So there you go. I have spent a week not using Switch, Cage, and Iron Fist because this other thing has just been ridiculous. All right, what else new? Patch 101. Here's your hint. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
I Are you ready?
It. Are you ready?
No, because I don't need another Wolverine in the game. But the clue is look sharp.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking, which is why I was thinking they were making some adjustments to X-Force.
Right.
Unfortunately, a member of our alliance had spoiled this in the Facebook page. So
why do you read his posts?
It wasn't in a post from him. It was in another post that Leonard made.
Oh.
And yeah. So I'm not going to comment,
all right.
But I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
In my dreams, it's a Lady Deathstrike showing up, so
Okay, that's fair. That's a that's a modest dream.
You know, it's kind of like Wolverine.
Right.
She's got adamantium bones and things, and she cuts things.
Right.
Stuff.
Sure. Absolutely. I can totally accept that. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, Craig's going to be so angry. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Because, man, I love me more Wolverine characters. They are the best.
That's gold. So
I did have to laugh. I saw some Reddit post where some guy said things he's learned about the Marvel Universe by playing Puzzle Quest. And one of his comments was that 90% of the Marvel Universe is made up of Wolverine. Spider-Man and whoever the third, who's the other person that has a million copies of them?
I don't know, Thor?
Maybe it was Captain America. I think it was maybe. Captain America.
Okay.
Because, you know, you've got a Captain America of every flavor.
Right, plus the Falcons that are Captain Americas.
Right, so it just made me laugh that he's like, that's what I've learned is that all the characters in the Marvel Universe are all these three people.
Now, I haven't had time to look at the comments on this new patch, but I am not immediately able to take it in 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon to Black Bolt.
No, but Dazzler.
Yes, totally Dazzler. She looks sharp all the time. And like I said, the last time I saw this clue, my first thought was that ZZ Top was coming in right into the Marvel Party. If two dudes with beards and the one guy whose name is Beard but has no beard,
right.
If they show up and his drumming like heals you like Spider-Gwen or something, now we would have something.
Doesn't Roxette have a song called Look Sharp or something like that? No, am I wrong?
They have more than two songs?
Yeah, I only knew that Roxette had two songs as well. And I can only think of one of them at the moment.
Which one are you thinking of? Because I'm thinking of Joyride.
I was thinking of She's Got the Look.
Okay, there we go. We got them both.
Oh, never mind. I guess that's a title for their album. They had an album called Look Sharp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm such a big Roxette fan that I
you would
that
be.
Out.
I could. Hey, anybody who's ever met you can just tell by looking at you. Huge Roxette guy.
Hey. Now, to be fair, those two songs we just mentioned are both awesome.
This is true.
Their hits are hits for a reason.
They were great. I remember being at Cedar Point as a teenager, hearing those songs played over the loudspeakers back in the day.
I was going to say, I remember being a middle-aged man hearing those songs on the radio and being like, sweet, Roxette.
All right, things that are coming being changed in the patch. Characters thrown by Colossus's fastball special will now fire their abilities correctly upon landing. Didn't know that was broken, so okay.
Yeah, I've used that, and I've never seen it broken. But okay, good.
Yeah,
I don't ever use Colossus on purpose. Only when he's the Deadpool Daily.
I like using him. I've always liked Colossus.
I do too. I love Peter, and he was I enjoyed him in Deadpool movie. But
yeah, I just try and throw him in whenever I can.
All right,
some of the lower fights, you know.
Steve Rogers' first Avengers coordinated offensive now correctly deals damage and healing for 8 special tiles on the board instead of all. I don't know what that means. That I had to have all the tiles had to be special tiles?
Or he was doing it for more than 8, like he would continue to get bonuses beyond 8?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Don't have that one.
Yeah. Punisher to the max. Merciless Charge no longer deals additional damage for opponents that were downed in previous waves. So apparently there was a bug there that he was stacking downed opponents, which made him super vicious in
the enchilada. Holy smokes, that's awesome.
I think I have all of one cover or something for Punisher to the max, so didn't notice.
Right.
Here's a weird bug that I would never find. Audio now plays when using the skip function on 10 and 40 packs. Yeah, don't really run into that ever. The shield button is no longer sometimes difficult to select. I didn't know that was a problem either. The game no longer crashes if you downed a stunned enemy with a tile match while Spider-Man Back in Black is on your team and invisible. There's a weird quirk there.
That is very specific. I love it.
Strike tiles that have been modified by a character's power now display the correct amount in the tile description. So that's good.
Yeah.
Bug was fixed where tiles that reduce damage were reducing damage for all allied characters. Boo earns.
What's that? Is that Vision getting fixed?
Well, but only his damage reduction part.
Oh, okay.
And I'm assuming that probably also fixed Elektra's.
That's what I read it as.
Dodge.
Yeah.
See, I think they should fix that permanently for Elektra to make her more useful. Just me.
Sure.
That her black power should always protect her whole team. But I think it should also be like some percentage of their life. Like, I don't want to lose that tile when a normal match is made for like 30 points of damage by some goon. Like, make it at least be like 1,000 points of damage or something that she feels the need to use her, shadow powers.
But what about when you're down to only a couple hit points?
Make it like more than 10% of your current hit points or something.
But what about when you're down to only a couple of hit points?
Then if it's more than 10%, then it kicks off. It saves you. So if you have 100 hit points, if it does 11, then it would save you. If it does 10, you wouldn't get saved. You'd be down to 90.
All right. Fair.
Okay. Anyway, no one uses Lectris. I'm trying to beef her up some way that people will use her. And then it says they fixed a bug on the PC. Ability descriptions now update properly when one ability changes to another. So I don't ever play on a PC, so maybe that affected Ian.
Maybe not.
Right.
Apparently not.
No. Does not affect me.
Okay. Rocket and Groot scaling. What do we got here? All right. Each mission has a large impact on your total score, they claim. They change the amount of times difficulty changes from 6 times to 4 times. So once a mission has reached its max difficulty, the mission starts losing points until 24 hours have elapsed. Difficulty will start as low as it did in the previous run, but will get slightly harder after the 4th completion.
Mm-hmm.
The spread between the easiest and hardest missions are high. You will notice a more significant change in difficulty between each successive completion of the mission. Low-level missions have returned. These missions will function similarly to normal missions in this system, but the opponents will not increase past a set low level. So that's nice. Updating mission difficulty details. Man, I can't talk tonight. Holy crap. The first 3 missions of each subchapter have opponents with very low levels. Starts and ends at low levels. Follows the same points draining model that was introduced in this run. So there you go. You only get max points 4 times now instead of 6. I don't know. I played it some. It seems fine to me, but what do I know?
Well, at this point, for days 1 and 2, I have completed... I've got all 7 rewards on all nodes. And in my opinion, it remains too easy for too long. Because I didn't even come close to losing a fight until I was on like the 6th or 7th fight, even on the hardest nodes. And on the easier nodes, it wasn't even a challenge. I was using some of my lower level teams and not even getting hurt. Now, some of these are just against goons, so you can, you know, as long as you can take out their countdowns, you can keep going. But still, it seems a little too easy. And I hate saying that because when they started these tests, they were way too hard. But I think this is, they've got to the point where they're like, all right, well, let's make one really easy and see how this goes and calculate those stats. And I think they had to because it seems very, very easy, even when you're up into getting, you know, your 6th and 7th fight on the node.
So I haven't gotten to play it that much, so I've not had that experience because I've just been other stuff going on. Because I went and saw, you know, Civil War last night, and that took out my night. I don't think Ian's played a much of the Rocket and Groot.
No, not at all. Not until I got a message from Ray that said, please go play Rocket and Groot.
Yeah, if you are looking for those 25 command points, I think this is the easiest event to get that reward that I have ever seen.
Great. Easy command points.
All right, Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Quite a bit. Let me see if I can boil it down. And put down my attempt at finishing this lightning round.
That's fine. Well, you can do that because I was going to ask you, I don't want to disrupt your structure too much, but I was wondering if we can lead off with what I consider the greatest listener comment thus far.
Sure. Go for it.
I want to get right to the meat of this because it's one, it's a thank you to serial commenter Chloe.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
Who not only was quick to respond to my question of just in case ISO, and
yes,
that answer being in case there are multiple people dying on the vine, that rather than having to make a choice, why not both? Why not Zoidberg? And secondly, and most importantly, shedding light on another one of Craig's wasted wishes coming to fruition.
Yeah, baby!
This man cannot be trusted with a genie lamp because he just squanders wish after wish after wish on nothing.
By the way,
nothing.
This was the very first thing I was going to get to, so
good job. Good. So apparently now, in the game, when you fire furry friends by none other than Squirrel Girl, every turn that the 3-turn countdown tile clicks down, a message flashes on the screen that says, squirrels, followed by several exclamation points. So by the end of the ability, it has said, squirrels,
squirrels, squirrels, squirrels,
squirrels.
Yeah. Then for other characters who don't, nobody cares about, you know, Dr. Doom says plotting and Quicksilver says speeding up.
Yes, that's the other one I was thinking of.
I think those are the only ones I've noticed.
Right. So they have added some other, you know, little, we'll say, flavor text for people's abilities, passives. so you know that things are happening in right. words as well as things happening on the board. But there you go, buddy. Squirrels, yeah. squirrels, squirrels.
Yeah, I was excited. So high five when you listen to this. Go find whoever made that decision. If it was you, pat yourself on the back. If not, go find that other person and pat them on the back. And then you should buy them a beer. I can't because I'm not in California. But if you'd like to find me during BlizzCon in... When are we going out to BlizzCon, Ray? November?
Whenever BlizzCon
October?
Is. Yeah.
Whenever BlizzCon yeah. is. I'll be in SoCal for BlizzCon. Find me and I'll buy you a beer.
Right. So there you go. Somebody out there, Craig, owes you a beer.
Yes. Find me for BlizzCon. Beer shall be had.
Just a disclaimer for the show. The retail value of said beer cannot be higher than $14.99 plus tax.
That's fair.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's some fancy beers out there that cost like $30 a beer. I don't want you to be on the hook for something like that. That's outrageous.
$15 will get you a pretty good beer. That's usually like one of those cork 20-ounce bottles or something.
That's why I put it there.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll pay $15 to have squirrels appear on my screen.
Yeah. How about that for a survey? So yeah, I did list that first because I thought that you'd get a kick out of that, but you've already seen it. And it is amazing because it's whenever they count down and you can put three countdown tiles out there. So yeah. it literally does squirrels. That's yeah. amazing. I would.
So Dazzler will be next. That's my next wish, right? Here she comes, baby. Woo!
Hold your breath. We received multiple comments about opening tokens during the show. So I think we're going to leave that in as a sequence in the show.
Yeah.
But a lot of people really like that, apparently. So David Franklin, who I don't think I've mentioned before, but he posted on the website. He said, well, he asked a question first. Craig, I'm sure you didn't listen to the episode, but I made an incredible
awesome.
Edit.
Okay.
To cut out a 20-minute long sequence. Of you going off about, was it Civ? Or I don't
yeah,
even
Civ,
remember.
Civ,
it was a combination of Civ and Axl Rose being in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it was Axl
not
Rose.
Not right. interesting. Yep. Holy smokes.
The show was
going to
be like
gold.
2 hours long. So in any case, he said, David Franklin says, if Craig makes an epic derail in the forest, but it gets cut down from the show, does it make a noise? And he and Leonard also, they both asked for a
raw
director's
footage.
Cut.
Yeah.
That is probably not going to happen. I'm not going to sit through that again.
I think you're getting the director's cut. Ray's directing out all the parts he doesn't like.
So in
Sorry.
Any case...
$700 for an Axl Rose ticket is just mind-blowing, sorry.
Right, and if you want the raw, unedited footage for the low, low price of $3 on Patreon, you can join the show for one episode and hear it while it's being made. You can live the show.
Living the dream.
Another comment from Leonard. He says to dump some ISO into those two Phoenix covers, Ian.
Oh, okay.
He's all about leveling up the 4 stars, and I can't...
The
can't
5 stars? Me. Yeah.
Yeah, 5 stars. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a 5-star.
Shut it.
Sorry.
There was a bit of a discussion about leaving bulleted responses on Reddit. Apparently, Leonard has started a trend.
I saw that, which made me laugh. And he's like, what do you want? All I do is copy and paste it.
But I did want to comment on it because, I mean, I'm good either way, however you want to post it. But the bullets do make it easier on me. So... and then I would, Dewey Illinois had a whole bunch of comments that I thought were very good. One, he said 10,000 points to Craig's encyclopedic knowledge of Peanuts movies. So I don't know how many points you're up to, but there you go.
Apparently 10,000.
And this comment, it's so good, and I'll explain why when I get through it. He said, the Charlie Brown musical reference where Craig tried to be a bass is a Motown song that has nothing to do with the Peanuts character. He still has a 45 of the song. And he says, if you want to see how low you can go, death row, what a brother now, and stay in the over, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but you're looking for No Dogs Allowed from Snoopy Come Home.
I know that. No dogs.
Dogs allowed.
No dogs,
allowed. Yes.
I had to mention this. Because not only did he use the word over, which I had to look up the definition for, but he also used a reference to Public Enemy, which
yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever done that in a single sentence before. Congratulations.
yeah,
love Public
boy!
Enemy references.
Nice. How low can you go?
And I'm apparently going to, I'm actually getting nostalgic for these not played Peanuts movies, so I have to look them up.
Race for Your Life, Charlie, I think somebody posted like Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown is on YouTube.
Yes, it is.
You can just go watch the whole thing, and if you listen to the opening song, the last two times he says Charlie Brown, it goes into bass.
Yeah, it does.
So, I was not wrong.
No, you weren't wrong. Nobody was saying you were wrong.
Yeah.
On that.
And I'm assuming he's talking about the "Don't Why Is Everybody Always Picking on Me" song? That Charlie Brown song? The Motown song?
Oh, I can't comment on that for sure.
Right.
I don't know.
He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Bummer.
Right.
That song?
Again, we don't know.
Okay.
I'm unwilling to speculate
Charlie
what he
Brown.
Was thinking.
He's a clown.
In
that
any
Charlie
case.
Brown.
Stop.
We've lost it. I just want to bring it up because it was a Public Enemy reference. Come on.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
really.
You know, hey, you don't got to sell me on Public Enemy.
No.
You know who I'm digging? Love me, the Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that guy.
He also asked a question. What color combination do you feel needs to be better represented among the characters? And he follows it up with just hearing red, yellow, blue for I Am 40 made him yawn. It's true. A lot of people have red, yellow, blue or red, yellow, green. That is common. But we also have a lot of, like, black, yellow combinations. I don't know. Statistically, I don't know what the least is.
There's a post somewhere on the forum where someone charted this out. I remember seeing some time ago.
I'm sure
it was
is.
Which color combinations were the least used, and I don't remember what that was. Maybe we
it's
got to
be like
up.
Purple, yellow, green.
Maybe
that's
what's,
what I'm thinking.
What's X23? She's red, yellow, purple.
I don't know. I only have
something
a purple.
Like that?
She's got a green. She's got a purple. And if she has a red, then that's what it is.
Okay. I don't ever use her, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe we'll do a little bit more research. I didn't do any research. So, to me, something like a Nick Fury, his combination comes up a lot. Like, I'll be putting a team together, and I'll have my first two, and I'm like, all right, I need somebody who has, like, a strong yellow and a strong purple. Oh, Nick Fury. Like, every time.
Yeah, I'd have to look into it. I don't know off the top of my head.
And finally, Noble Browncoat did mention that he was happy about our alliance and how well we did on the Civil War event. And he also commented on Ian. Ian, we can hear the handsome all the time. If you remember, you talked about getting
absolutely.
Ready for the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I just did.
So, there you go. There's the comments for the week. I did want to also throw in, Perandiak actually did mention the squirrels as well, and the diabolic plot. And so, didn't want to leave him out. He also mentioned that, but I think Chloe beat him to it on the webpage. So.
Good deal. I appreciated it. So, whoever made squirrels happen, you're my hero. Now bring me Dazzler. All right.
Man, you are
greedy. Now bring me Dazzler, servant.
character of the week, week.
Feature character of the week, week.
This is brought to you by Steamer Tycoons.
Steamer Tycoons?
Nobody got rich in the Industrial Revolution quite like Steamer Tycoons.
Right. I know. The Steamer Tycoons with such legends as Cornelius Vanderbilt, Leland Stanford, Charles Crocker. No?
Wow.
Wow. Good for Ian.
Okay, I was like, I guess it's crickets and tumbleweeds. I was like, one of those guys is like the great-great-grandfather of Anderson Cooper.
I was stunned by you busting out names. History!
Oh, well, you know, I don't want to...
Boom!
Yeah, I don't want to underrepresent the Central Pacific Railway or Anderson Cooper.
Wow.
Right,
leave it to Ian to bust out the random trivia.
Yeah, tell me about this week's feature character.
Well, this feature character... while popular amongst the Puzzle Warriors 3, is,
terrible.
You know, I don't, he does not get, no, I don't think he's terrible, but he certainly does not get a lot of love, far as play-wise. This week, we will be bringing you the ins and outs of, you guessed it, Colossus. Today's Deadpool Daily featured character. He is a yellow, red, and black character mix. His first power is his yellow power. It's called Immovable Object. It costs 8 yellow AP. When it's activated, it puts down a 3-turn countdown tile that moves Colossus to the front of your stack. And while he's there, he resists all the damage goes. Well, who's ever in the front of the stack always takes the damage. But he resists 25% of the damage dealt to him. As it increases, he resists 35. He resists 45. The countdown tile now lasts for 4 turns. And then he resists 50% of the damage done to him. And it lasts for 5 turns. As Colossus should be, he makes a decent brick wall. Colossal Punch. It's red. It costs 11 red AP. He deals 493 damage. If he's already in the front, he deals an extra 164 damage. And as the levels increase, if he's in front, he deals an extra 492. If he's in front, he deals an extra 820. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, my computer crashed.
Uh-oh.
At least the Flash Shockwave Flash player is having some issues. So bear with me as my information has just been ripped from me. In
I was
going to
say, your computer didn't crash.
Nope, my computer's still up. We're on Skype. So at level 4, now he's doing some splash damage, if I'm reading this correctly?
Correct.
He's doing 137 to other enemies if Colossus is in front. So now he's doing 329 if Colossus is in front to the other enemies. So at mega level 5, he is doing 1,565 points of damage from punching you. If he's in front, he's dealing an extra 2,610 on top of that, plus an extra 1,044 to everybody who he's not directly punching. That is a heck of a punch.
Yeah.
And his final one, it is Fastball Special. It costs 13 black AP and will be fixed in the upcoming patch 101 so that people's powers activate appropriately. So Colossus hurls one of his teammates into the sky towards the battle.
Toss me.
Yes, it is. It's usually, you know, at least in the comic books, at least I believe it originated with him throwing Wolverine claws first at people.
Right.
But, you know, it can be anybody on your team in this case. So they spend 3 turns in the air. When they activate one of their powers, or when they land, they activate one of their powers at no cost, and then they take 274 damage, and the enemy target also takes 274 damage. So, you know, again, this power obviously depends on who you throw into the air, and it is chosen at random, so keep that in mind. As he is upgraded, the teammate only takes 137, and the enemy takes 411. Then the teammate only takes 55, and the enemy takes 548. Then at level 4, the countdown tile drops to 2. Level 5, the countdown tile drops to 1. So at level maximum, 174 damage to your teammate, 1,738 damage to the enemy, airborne for 1 turn, and then upon landing, they activate a random ability. Again, on paper, he sounds quite good. Maybe there's no one he pairs with well that I've been able to figure out that would make him useful. I don't again know how to recommend building him. Boy, I think it's got to be either 355 or 553. I would accept. A Colossal Punch seems to be the most effective. So I feel like that's got to be a 5.
Well,
am I wrong in believing that?
It's my favorite power. It's mm-hmm. my favorite one to use. So I have it at a 5. I have him at 355 because I also like the Fastball Special. It appears that you are correct. 553 and 355 are what's voted for most on the NR webs. But the Fastball Special, I have difficulty with. Every time I tend to use it, I get
yes.
the power that I don't want it to use.
Sure.
Like, if I throw Deadpool, he never does swales.
Right. I can imagine that is accurate.
And I think it's just the luck of the draw.
Right,
but,
and I think it's tough because he only has two, it should be a 50-50.
Right.
Because he's not, obviously, if one of their powers is passive, then you don't have to even consider that, I wouldn't think.
For me, immovable object, I don't know, it's just... To me, that's just the way to get him up front to use the Colossal Punch.
Right.
I do not value the damage reduction,
sure.
So or maybe I undervalue it. But
I rarely use mine, but I have mine at 535, just because I have way better
really?
Ways to spend red. I have way better ways to spend red. There's way better, more damage ways to spend red.
Well, that is the problem. I mean, that is the problem with Colossus.
Right, and that is not in dispute. If you're using Colossus, the chance that you're pairing him with someone who else is focused on red, you know, shouldn't be an issue. I think having Colossal Punch at a 3 is irresponsible of you.
All right.
How can you not like having him punch people? And then not just that, but do thousands of points of damage to everyone else.
Everybody for quite a bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I would rather use my red with somebody else.
Right. Then don't bring Colossus to that fight.
So you're saying I should never use two characters that both have the same color?
Not if the, again, if it's the other ones... Or if the color is superior, no, because I do that all the time. I use,
right.
I pair gray suit with Thor all the time, and I always toil over which green to use. But I also like the having the backup of, you know, if one of them goes down and I've been compiling green, it's not, you know, it's not for naught. I can immediately fire off the other person's green to equal effect.
I think I just like Colossal Punch because it turns into an area of effect.
Sure.
And I like those powers. And like I said, I use him when I can because I like Colossus. Also, he has, apart from the Hulk, he has some of the highest hit points.
Absolutely.
So that makes him useful, and the fact that you can reduce the damage, and he's got those hit points, he can stay on the board for quite a while. As a secondary red, he's good.
Right. The few times I've used him, I sometimes like to get the yellow out just so he stands in front of things, and then hurls them into the air while they can deal their big damage powers. And
right, and I agree. So that's why I would think 5-5-3
red.
Well, no, I would think that's why 5-5-3 would be the most effective, because I don't want to reduce the countdown tiles on my fastball special. I want the weaker characters to be in the air for as long as possible so they can't be taking damage.
But then they're also not doing anything.
Right, that's fine. They're staying alive. And when they hit, they'll do that damage that they're supposed to do, and then they'll go back to the back where they belong.
I'd rather have them hurry up and do their big damage attacks fast. So I want that countdown tile to go quickly.
I'm with Ray. I feel like it's the random element does not guarantee that they'll do those big damage attacks. And, you know, I feel like if I threw Colossus at you 100 times, you know, 90 times it would be Mutant Revolutionary, and like 5 times it would be Full Blast.
I get you.
That would be very disappointing. I'm going to throw Colossus into the fight. Oh, he showed his butt to them.
Oh, Cyclops. Sorry.
Oh,
did
yeah,
I say
Cyclops.
Colossus as well?
I don't know, but I did.
Okay.
I ruined my joke.
Right. Sorry. So anyway, that's Colossus, featured character of the week. He's
so
A-okay.
We don't use him often. Is there anybody have a good team for him?
Yeah, let us know.
I use him with my Nick Fury. There's not a whole lot of overlap, and like I said, I use Nick Fury's yellow instead. I only have Nick Fury at they're the same level, so I tend to use people who are near each other in level. But yeah, it's not like a fantastic synergistic kind of relationship. It just happened to be there.
Right. I feel like he probably pairs well with Wolverine, because Wolverine often has a healing passive, so, you know, he's either going to do claw damage or claw damage when he lands.
What, which Wolverine? Like Patch?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, sure, I can see that.
I'm sure we'll learn more about
Colossus. Somebody out there's using him for something.
Right, so. Before we go on the air next time, someone will have told us what's up with Colossus.
They'll be like, you fools!
He's just kind of a B character, though. That's the problem. It's just, it's a sad.
Peter's always been kind of a B character, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. We're going to say, he is, I agree.
He's a super solid he's someone that he's always in the X-Men. He's always reliable. He's never flashy. You know, he's just there. He does his stuff.
Right. He is only very literally flashy.
Right. Yes, he is shiny, but he shows up. He protects people. You know, that's what he does.
Right. Absolutely. He's the carbs of any good meal.
All right, going to jump over to something since it comes up anyway. I made it its own segment. I don't know how he's going to get a sound effect for this one, but it's time for Dying on the Vine.
I don't want to hear that sound effect. That is gross.
Blah.
Yeah.
All right, so Ian, this affects you a lot. What you got dying on the vine?
It has not changed since last episode, to be honest with you. I've settled on Beast, but I have been spending my ISO on other things, so he is still dying on the vine, but I'll get there. I will get there. He's still got some time. I'm close. I'm very close, but I put a couple extra ISO into Nick Fury for the Crash of the Titans, and I had used a little bit somewhere else that I don't remember where, but it was important. So I've got no one of consequence dying on the vine at the moment.
So I didn't mention it in the listener comments because I figured the decision had been made, but a lot of people agreed that Bullseye and Beast, they were the way to go. Bullseye
That's
got a
good.
Couple extra votes on the forum, but definitely I think everyone thinks they were top of the list. So,
well, to that
I didn't
note,
hear any dissenters.
Right. I ended up going with Beast because I unintentionally lied to everybody. Bullseye was not, in fact, an option. I have several Bullseye covers dying on the vine, but my Bullseye is at 515. So it was that was why I unintentionally misrepresented my situation.
Man, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Man, I hate that. I hate maxing out those powers and having the other ones nothing.
Right. I had him at 505 for quite a while. then I lucked into one contract killer. So two more covers. I'll let you guys know.
All right.
Ray, do you have anything dying on the vine?
The only thing that I have currently is the Drax cover from the previous event that I don't even remember. Oh, that was from the simulator.
That simulator, yep.
He's not dying as in I will not let him expire or
right.
sell him. Before that happens, I will throw some money into the game to roster him. So I still have 8 days. I either am going to stop purchasing the daily deals within the cover
purchasing zone, yeah.
Yeah, and I likely will stop doing that, which means I will probably be able to reach 1,000 hero points. But either way, I'm not letting him die, so.
Sure. Craig, you seem to have a similar predicament / non-predicament.
Yeah, I also have Drax from the simulator. I'm hoping to get enough hero points in the next, 9 days or so until he expires to recruit him. Sadly, as we know, last week, Ray and I both opened our legendary tokens and got Iceman covers, and then I immediately got another purple Iceman cover, like, a day later.
Wow.
So, I've got an Iceman cover dying in the weird extreme that maybe I'll hit a flurry of them. Ha! Iceman. Flurry. And be able to champion
wah,
him.
Wah.
And I also have a Sentry cover dying, because I don't have him championed yet, but it's for one of the covers that I have 5 of. So, in case I also run into enough Sentry to get him champed, I'm going to let that one sit as long as possible, too.
Yeah, I mean, those two sound like they're dead on the vine.
Most likely I will be selling those for Azo, yes.
Yeah, that's a sad but easy solution. Yeah, but you got to make that Drax happen. I'm really into Drax.
Yeah, I mean, I will sell somebody if I have to, but I'm hoping to get enough hero points before that happens.
Right. So fill out those surveys. Let's get those Avenger starter kits going.
Good point. Rewards of the week. I got that Drax. What'd you guys get?
So, rewards of the week, the Meat Rockin' Groot has been nothing but kind to me. That vault, again, I've been spending some hero points because normally you can get one of those for 400 hero points, which is way too much, but the daily deal takes it down to 100, and I've done that a couple times. One of those times, I was able to get the legendary token.
Ooh.
So that was very nice. And another one of those times, I was able to get the second reward of Sheethor, the red goddess
nice.
Of thunder. And
yeah, good stuff.
That made me very happy because I've been leveling her. So I now have her up to 182. She is getting quite formidable.
Good.
I can see why everybody likes her. So I now have her at 523. So I'm not looking for any more red.
Good deal.
Yeah, that was a good reward of the week. And the legendary token I have saved.
Right. Just
why
in
are you
case
saving
there's
it?
An upcoming I was gonna say in case there's an upcoming segment.
I think
I got
go
nothing
click
of
it.
Right. I've got nothing of consequence. That's not true. I got a Yellow Star Lord as my daily reward.
Yes, you did, because I did just like today.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that was
there you go.
That was my my one thing of note.
That'll be exciting for me once I get to that many days in then.
Day 700.
I have no idea where I'm at. Let me check.
I completely forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Today for me was day 644.
All right.
So I got 50 hero points coming up in the near future, so that'll be nice.
Okay.
That'll help with that Drax situation.
Ian, you got a token handy?
I do. Well, I'm loading up the game right now.
All
right.
So, Ray, go ahead and open yours. How about that?
Woot. I've been waiting for this.
Okay.
It is a 4-star.
You got a Latest Legends or Classics?
Latest Legends.
All right.
From that vault. It is a 4-star. It is... Oh, get this.
Iceman.
Oh, no.
It is Iceman.
Is it your green?
It is green. I am so happy.
Yes!
That is an amazing, that's an amazing call.
Huzzah!
Sorry, huzzah.
What?
Huzzah!
Huzzah! I feel like I'm watching the dinner show at the Excalibur.
So that'll put him at 125 for me.
Nice!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a Latest Legends token that I got from something. I don't know what. Got one. I don't know. I'm going to click it.
Okay.
Holy crap, holy.
Did you get a
5-star?
It is a 5-star.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Phoenix.
Oh.
Red Phoenix.
Oh, that's the, yeah, I think that's the damage doing one.
Of course, now I can't recruit her because I ain't got no hero points.
Right. But you said, what, Psychic Flames or something like that?
Psychic Flames, yes. Yeah, it does damage and create red strike tiles.
Cool. I could use that. I'm envious
Interesting.
Already.
If there are five or more friendly special tiles, it creates strength attack tiles for the enemy. I didn't know that.
Okay. All right. I also have a latest Legends token.
All right.
I was going to try to predict what I'm going to get, but we'll save that for when this starts to get boring. I will simply open it, and I will know in my mind that if I called it, that I'll be a little even more excited. It's a 4-star. It is a green thing, a Yancey Street special.
Nice.
Oh, I like thing.
I do, too. So far, I'll see where he's at. I'll pop that in there. There we go. That's all. It's apparently the cover to have, because I've got him at 103.
Interesting. I have him at 232.
Ha. I got Yancey Street specials in my future.
That's because you went on that weird thing bender there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten anything since.
Every token you opened in like 2 weeks was a thing. It was crazy.
So, Craig, the winner this week.
Yeah, booyah. Hooray for this guy.
Yeah, but that's Phoenix. Phoenix emerging as the 5-star surprise. So, Ray, you're due.
I suppose I am.
Next week, you heard it here first. Ray opens a 5-star Phoenix cover, green ashes to ashes.
Wow. Okay, then. He's getting very specific on the prediction.
I am. I'm calling my shot. I'm pointing to center field.
I don't know. Right now, I'm happy that I finally got a whiteout. That made my day. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's true. Can't blame you there.
Yeah, you can finally do the damage with the Iceman. I think you might be able to win. How's your what level? What do you have him at? Did you say?
Oh, I haven't leveled him at all. So
no. But I mean, you have him at 125.
125. Yeah.
Oh, I think you're one away. I think 135 is the key to winning Crash of the Titans.
As long as I don't get purple again, that would make me sad.
This is sad, and it's only funny in my head. But when Ian made his statement there a second ago, it popped into my head that should be the title for Chuck Liddell's autobiography. Doing damage with the Iceman.
Wow. Yeah, don't always tell us what's going on in your brain.
Sorry, I thought it was funny.
It was.
As soon as
you
said that,
wrong.
I was like, huh, Chuck Liddell should make an autobiography called Doing Damage with the Iceman. So, Chuck Liddell, if you're listening to this show, write a book. Call it Doing Damage with Iceman. We won't even try and collect any royalties or nothing.
No.
Maybe if you could send us an autographed copy, that would be nice.
If you're listening to this show, you're welcome.
All right. Ian, tell me about the Podcasting Network.
Oh, my goodness. The Podcasting Network. You can check us out at, we are the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network. Check us out at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. We have a variety of excellent shows. Like the Long Box Heroes comic book podcast. We've got Podvocacy, a pop culture podcast featuring Jason and Dave. We've got the Prodigal Sons podcast featuring me. We've got the Profane Arguments podcast featuring me. it also features Ray for fans of Ray. Let me think. We have the companion podcast to Star Trek The Next Generation, The Prime Defective. And we have the YouTube show, the Fresher and Parlance show, all available on the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Okay. Good deal.
I think that's everything.
Yeah. Check out all the shows on the network. We like those guys. Well, most of them. I don't know.
Right.
Just not that Todd guy.
No, he's really nice. That Brian character. He's shady.
Oh, I thought you were just going to go straight to Jared, but that's all right.
No, everybody likes him. He's back to being sweet-smelled. Sweet-smelling Jared Monroe.
Oh,
really? Good for him.
Yeah, he purchased himself a new house, and he is being,
wait a minute.
You know...
But yes? I was listening to their podcast this week where they did their review of Civil War, and I could have sworn that I heard a lighter being flicked during the recording.
It just happened.
Oh, like just now?
Just now. This weekend was the move-in.
Okay.
To the new home, and he is doing his best to preserve its newness for as long as possible. So he switched to sweet-smelling vaporized liquids rather than straight tobacco.
All right, good. Well, hopefully it'll stick.
Yep.
All right, I think that's all I got for this week. Anybody else? Good to go? Rolling? All right.
Yeah, I'm great.
I want to thank all of our listeners, as always, for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Any comments you would like to leave on the Discuss feature or on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Anything and everything you want to yell at us about, comment on, complain about my songs, or what have you, do so there. Let us know. Love to hear from you. You can check the show on there, on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic, all these places. you can live out all your Puzzle Warriors dreams, as sad as they are. If you want to throw us some money, you can become a patron, like the super sweet, awesome people that we have who are patrons, 94% of which are named Jeff.
No, Dave's on a huge upswing.
Dave is on a huge upswing.
There's two named Jeff.
Two of each?
Oh.
There's two Daves as well.
There are two Daves, yes.
Okay, yeah. There's a 50% chance your name will be Jeff or Dave. So if your name out there is Jeff or Dave, your middle name is Jeff or Dave, you know someone named Jeff or
named
Dave.
Jeff or Dave.
I think that pretty much requires that you join up the show.
It's okay. Whenever you're ready,
anyway,
we're still here.
We really appreciate it. Helps us pay the bandwidth costs. That's all we're really trying to do it for. You can click on our Amazon banner on our homepage, buy something there, and we will get a little bit of pocket change back from Amazon for anything that you purchase. I think that's all I got. That's it for now. And remember, kids, that in the right hands, anything is a lethal weapon. Good night.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.